Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble, babble, babble,
babble. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're back, and thank you for staying with us as we start the second hour of the show here.
We are back.
Yes, sir. And so you and Donnie are heading across the state next week.
I think Donnie's already there, isn't he?
No, not yet.
Oh, because he said it was going to go Friday.
Yeah, then he didn't want to fish the weekend over there with all the crowds and everything. I don't know. He could leave Sunday. Might leave Monday. I
thought it was today, Friday.
No.
When I sent y'all that message, he says, well, that's good, then I can leave for Friday. So I don't know.
That's possible. I didn't talk to him today. But, yeah, we're going over to Steinhatchee, fish the Florida Pro.
Going to go to Steinhatchee and fish the Florida Pro.
Florida Pro.
Florida Pro, there
yep,
we go.
See if we can go find some good fish.
Now, is this the state championship?
Yeah, this is the championship.
Okay.
It was supposed to be over in Panama City.
How did Steinhatchee take the storm? I mean, I'm sure they got some flooding.
A whole lot better than
Panama City.
Panama City, yeah.
In Mexico.
Mexico Beach, yeah.
So all that area was
Did they ever find all the people, or is there still people missing?
I have
missing?
No idea.
It was kind of like
you don't hear about it now.
It was like you were hearing about it every day, and then all of a sudden it just, poof,
yeah,
it was gone.
Well, it was probably all the political ads. They don't have time to talk about it.
That's exactly the truth.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I'll be glad when next Wednesday comes around.
You know, it's like those idiots are going to change my mind, or change your mind, or change Joe's mind, or change Keith's mind. You know... Run your ad a couple of weeks and then shut up and let us.
I know we went to that new library yesterday on University. That's a nice library.
The new
early voting, yeah.
Oh,
down past JU, almost to Fort Caroline Road. The old Kmart used to be.
That's the old Kmart.
Yeah, nice library.
Oh, it's been there, man. That's been there for 20 years now.
That's the first time I've been in it.
Yeah,
I mean. And then I walked in. They tried to hit you with a library card. I said, "Sweetie, I have Google."
What do I need a library card for?
I can pull up any book I want online, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how libraries.
I'd have to go there and use their computer sometimes.
Yeah.
If I'd need something printed.
Just like encyclopedias in kids' days. I said, what's an encyclopedia?
Yeah, kid nowadays wouldn't have any idea what an encyclopedia
was. I used to sell when I was in college.
Yeah. Yep, I was a Collier's man.
Now, is that...
Is that rain?
Just outside.
Is that rain?
No, it ain't rain.
Or is that the air conditioner?
That's the AC.
Okay.
Boy, it's making some noise. I can hear it through this.
Yeah.
Is that rain out there? Or is that the air conditioner?
Well, Keith was just outside.
It was dry outside.
It was dry outside, so I would say probably not.
It's the air conditioning.
It was turned down to about. It was turned down to about 60.
We have a nice loud AC in here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
I could turn around and look out a window, too, through the other office.
We were talking about libraries. We're moving right back into fishing now.
Yep.
Anyway. But, yes, all this will be over with Wednesday. And Terry gets all upset, too, because her fishing shows haven't been coming on Sun Channel. And I'm a kind of.
I don't get to watch any of those shows.
Oh, I kind of.
I don't.
I got to see Bree once a week.
I don't get cable. I got rid of that long ago.
I might.
I have free TV. I have an antenna. What I pick up with my antenna is what I watch. If I want to see something else, I'll pull it up online.
That's true. Yeah.
I've been getting several calls here today wondering about the paper. The paper is in distribution as we speak. Everyone should have their November issue of the Fishing Connection by the end of today or tomorrow at the latest.
Boy, we've gotten too good at this.
Yeah.
Everybody's expecting it on the first or second. I can remember it used to be the first Tuesday or the
first Tuesday of the month. All papers are usually out by the first Tuesday of every month.
So we're gonna
you got a lot of months you got it out before the first
month. Right.
Right.
Yep.
And everybody's spoiled.
I was over at Browns Creek in the middle of the month and they had like four papers left. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's one of the most enjoyable things that's happened, I guess, to me in all my different careers and different things I've done in life. This paper, we took it over, and it was a lot worse. Well, it was a lot worse than we thought. We counted the ads, and we said, well, we should be able to break even on this. And then we found out a lot of it was barters and trade outs and so on. So there was not much there.
People were getting invoices. They go, what is this for? It's to pay for your ad. I never paid for my ad. I usually gave her a case of Coke or something. You know?
We had one bait tackle.
There's a new sheriff in town.
There was one bait tackle was giving her ice, and another place was giving her shrimp.
Another
place gave her hamburger and hams.
Hamburgers and hams,
yeah.
And then the office complex, she didn't have
free pest control
for half the price on rent, and
yeah. So anyway, it's come a long way. I've been real happy with it, and this is probably one of the happiest, most satisfying issues coming out here in this month here that I'm just tickled to death with.
And we are striving to keep our rates from changing as much as we possibly can, because, you know, printing costs do go up on us, but we still absorb that cost and pass it on to everybody. We try to keep everybody, especially we've had advertisers in the Fishing Connection for what, 15 plus years.
Yeah. Well, one guy, one of Joe's sales and clients came to us because we were one third the cost of the other place he was advertising in. And now he's gotten more business off of this. At one third the cost, we had a guy come in. What was that, Joe? Marine?
Air Marine?
Air Marine. Yeah. Came in and said he had three calls. He took in over a year's worth of cost, you know, paying us for the ad.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he said, it was unbelievable. He said, all the people coming in off of your paper. And
it's a good informative paper, too.
And I believe, we have brought quite a bit of business to our good friends over, where am I trying to think?
Lloyd's.
Okay. Lloyd's, yeah.
Sonny Lloyd.
Yeah, Sonny Lloyd.
We've got up to, I think, we've got roughly about 15 excellent contributing writers now, covering everything from offshore to inshore, surf fishing, pier fishing.
Yep. And cooking.
Freshwater.
And cooking.
And cooking,
Got to eat.
Jeff does the recipes in there.
What you catch.
Yep.
So it's come a long way.
And this month, something old style comfort food.
Yeah.
Well, oyster stew,
right. Yep. I read that already. See, Joe, we started out, what, 18 pages?
18 pages, and we're averaging anywhere from 24 to 32 pages now.
Where
I mean, 28 to 32 pages.
We're at 28 right
28
now.
28 right now this month, yeah.
We got high as 32, and then we couldn't sell enough ads because of the hurricanes coming through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Slowed us down to keep the 32 pages. So we're waiting for let everybody get back on their feet.
Back it down a couple pages.
And then we're going to get those four pages back that we lost.
Well, I mean, you know, and 4 pages is really one page, one, you know, sheet.
Right.
Yeah, that's correct. One sheet.
Yeah.
1, 2 on the front, and 3, 4 on the back.
Exactly.
And so it's it's one sheet. That one sheet cost us a little bit of money, about $500 for that one sheet.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it's Printer Dough's done a great job. They've been easy to work with, and
good shout out to Florida Sun Printing out there in Callahan. They do fantastic work.
Job.
Real happy with them.
And so we're gonna get some more done. Keith's helped us an awful lot with the paper. Fred was helping us deliver some until we got a delivery company to pick it up. So, wow, I didn't mean to talk that whole section about the paper, but we'll come back and talk some more about some more fishing. Surf fishing is so hot right now, and inshore fishing is really picking up. Sheepheads around the jetties is really picking up.
Pompano
off the beach, whiting off the beach. Redfish are coming back, and they really never left. That's the only thing that's been consistent. Telephone number.
And the young lady that was contacting me about, I believe she listens to the show for her husband. I believe the podcasts are up and going. Is that the last you got, Rick?
Yeah, Larry stopped me out in the hallway and said that he's got it just about all up to date. So
okay, so check out, I guess you could go to Sunny 102.3 FM, and you can pull the podcast off of that one. All right, y'all stand by, 296-2692. We'll be right back.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call, 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Jeff, you know why Olson doesn't listen anymore, don't you?
Yeah.
She couldn't take any more of those things like you just talked about.
Right.
Good Lord. Okay, we're back in here to fishing now. Jeff, I've been fishing mostly intercoastal because, you know, it's right by my store and everything. And it used to be really, really great fishing, but I'm seeing most everything hitting in the river around the jetties area, and that's the sheephead. That's where the oversized reds have been being caught at. That just seems to be the spot. And now, where have you been fishing mostly?
A little bit in Arlington. I hadn't really been getting out a lot. Been got other things going.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I said I threw the boat in for a little while last night and caught a few trout on some plastic, and that was about it. Got dark, and I came in.
Yeah, what color plastic? Mostly white?
No, I was actually sort of a purplish color.
Really?
With a chartreuse tail.
Okay. Well, I was using some DOAs, which I haven't used in a long time. And so it's
I'll tell you what, those little jaw jacker curly tails.
Yeah, I've been using them too.
Yeah, the trout seem to enjoy those pretty good.
You know what? I don't know why I quit using my own bait, but you're right, because that's the last time I caught a trout was on one of those.
Yeah, yeah. So I use that, and you know, truthfully, I'm throwing slayers and some gulp.
Okay, we got John on line one. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to ask I don't live at the beach, and if I'm trying to find the trough to fish, to catch whiting and whatever, does the slope of the beach help so that you don't have to go down and stay all day to try to fish the trough?
The trough usually is full during high tide, and then on most areas, and then during the low tide, you'll see the sandbar area, where the sandbar's at.
Uh-huh.
So you want to fish on the last of the incoming and all the outgoing, and that would, you know, that's your target.
Oh, okay.
Did I make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So
by you fishing the last of the incoming and all the outgoing, that trough's going to be filled up with water the whole time and have a good chance of having some good fish in it.
Yeah, see, there's a difference between fishing, like we said earlier, Jack's Beach and, say, South Ponte Vedra towards Volano, where Jack's Beach is actually flat surface. So when you get out there at high tide, and like I said, when that water comes up and you see it build and then it breaks, what it did, that break is caused by the trough, that deep trough that runs parallel. And when that water builds up and then it falls into that trough, you want to throw your cast just beyond that break, okay?
Okay, well, let me ask you something, because I don't quite understand it. When you're saying the break, what do you actually, what does that really refer to as far as?
Okay.
The wave, when the wave is, when you see the wave building up and it rises, and then it breaks, okay, and then turns into all the white water.
Okay. But when it comes over the trough,
like 50 to 75 yards off the ice?
Not even that far, no.
Let me just explain it this way. The wave will break on the sandbar.
Right.
Okay, uh-huh. When it's coming in, when it hits the trough, the wave will break down and start to rebuild as it gets closer to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, as that.
So that's an outside break.
That's an outside break.
And then the inside break.
And in between the two breaks is your trough.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
That's where those big pompano and big whiting are hanging out.
Yeah, because that water breaks in there, it stirs up all that stuff, and that's where the fish will sit in there and feed.
Now, let's talk about baits for the whiting and
the whiting. I've always used nothing but just
dead shrimp.
Yep, small piece.
Okay. And peel or don't peel?
See,
peel
that's it. The argument. Keith, if he was sitting there right now, he would say, don't peel. I peel.
I peel too.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, peelers.
The reason I say that is that, here comes Keith back in, so we'll get his input.
Okay, Keith. Peel or don't peel?
As he's putting his headset on,
I
peel, because to me it gets a fresher taste in the fish's mouth when he starts nibbling at it. And if he bites it one time without the shell on it, he'll get a good taste and then come back and get that big hunk and bite it.
And what we tell everybody in the store, I do, you know, some people are different, but my version is, a lot of people will take a whole shrimp and they'll cover that entire hook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all that fish is going to do, he's going to swim up, he's going to grab that shrimp, he's going to pull it off, and he's going to laugh at you as you swims away with your bait. But
But if you put a small chunk, put a small chunk of meat in the cradle of the hook and leave that barb exposed, so when that fish's mouth comes over to grab that small piece of bait, that barb or that hook's going to hit the lip of that fish, and your chances of getting him are 90%.
Keith, I want you to ask you, did you notice that? The cradle of the hook? That came out, that came out of his mouth.
Cradle of the hook?
Right. Yeah. That's out of Joe's mouth.
Yeah, that's what you put baby sand fleas on. Put him in the cradle.
The cradle.
Just a bend of the hook, yo.
Whatever.
Okay, you guys like to
God.
Now I got an argument here. You guys like to peel your shrimp. I don't. We've both fished whiting tournaments together. I outfish both of you. I need to say no more.
Bull crap.
And you, hey man.
Speaking of whiting tournaments,
didn't win the whiting tournament, but I tell you what.
I don't know.
March. Is it March or April? I think it's March is the first one.
Yeah, March, but April to start it up again.
If the city had given the pier to anybody decent, we had already had one tournament already started.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, you know, and a lot of people will take the shrimp and they just hook them through the back and throw them out there.
Hold
you know, which is good. Which is good because we pretty well explain to people every time they buy shrimp, do you know how to use these? And they'll be, yeah, okay, tell me. And so a lot of times the first thing they do is they'll hook them right through the middle of the back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our shrimp are 22, 25 count. Which are big. Okay, you can get three or four baits out of one of ours.
Right, 22, 25 count people, that means there's 22 to 25 shrimp per
pound.
Per pound.
Right,
right.
So you can get 75 to 100 baits out of a pound of our shrimp.
That's right.
Using them properly.
And if you don't use them properly, you're going to get 24 to 28.
Then you're going to buy 5 and 6 pounds and not catch any fish and
I'll have a
and
smile
come back
on my
and
face.
Ask
now,
what
see,
happened.
I do take a whole shrimp. And I'll take that kale hook, and I hook it right under the throat, and I curl it in and let it come out the tail. But that's, you know, if I'm fishing for reds.
I tell you what, if you bought one of our pounds, your kale hook would not be big enough. We're talking about this.
7-0 wouldn't be big enough to do that.
And this big. We have big shrimp. And we have one of the stores that closed down close to us, and a lot of their customers are coming to see us now, and they're all are. Amazed by our
they're
shrimp.
Just amazed by our shrimp compared to what they were getting.
And,
yeah, they're not the little, you know, 5,100 count.
Right, where the shrimp's too small to even get on the hook. And so
doesn't come in a little frozen bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a shrimp, you get a shrimp, and it's literally the size of a pencil around.
So like, you try to put a hook in it, and it just won't do it. It won't work.
And the shrimp we got go on a George Foreman grill, just absolutely incredible.
Oh, they're great for lunch, aren't they?
A little bit of butter slapped on that thing.
Yeah.
Rick comes in and goes, Keith, how come we're dang short on all our dead shrimp?
We ate it.
And all I got
hey,
left.
That's what they say, you know, bait for catching the fishermen, right?
Hey, that is one of our perks. We do not pay for bait in our store.
We do save Rick a banana pudding pie or a chocolate pudding.
Right. Chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding. Yeah,
I'm tired of banana.
You don't like the banana? That banana's pretty rich, isn't it?
It's rich as the chicken.
He ate his taste right out of the banana pudding. He can't stand it. We had so much.
Now we're into chocolate pudding.
Yeah, we try to stay on topic as much as we possibly can.
Is that Jell-O pudding?
Anyway, this is not the food show. Moving right along.
It could be.
We used to have one of those. We won't just get started again. Anyway.
I like your idea of getting that classroom set up for clinics.
Yeah.
That gentleman that just called and asked about the troughs
seminars.
And all that.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a whole clinic on just how to read the surf.
How to read the surf. The different types of rigs to use, why to use the different types of rigs. Pitch finder is what I was brought up on, but the dual drop rig now, I am a firm believer in it also.
Yep.
It's a lot of different things you could talk about. Just surf fishing.
Yeah.
Do y'all still have that little surf fishing book?
No. You know who actually wrote that?
Yeah.
Sue Ellen. Yeah. No, we sure don't.
She's a wealth of knowledge
uh-huh.
on surf fishing.
I don't know if she's fishing anymore or not.
She was catching some black crappie not too long ago.
I saw the freshwater, yeah, but I haven't seen her on the beach.
Mm-mm.
And she was.
I think Dave and Michelle have taken over the beach.
Yeah, Dave and Michelle. I've seen a lot of theirs. Spencer's. I've seen his.
Yeah.
Larry Finch. He does it for a living. He's a great fisherman, though. I'm not saying anything. He does a good job. That's about it. And I tell you what, it's the most relaxing fishing there is to do. No anchor to pull, no nothing, no boat to clean afterwards.
I might take my grandson this weekend. Right. He's wanting to go fish.
No float fishing underneath the bridge.
Okay. Unless you got a fully loaded cart and you got to pull it through soft sand and up a hill like at, where was that where you used to
Tabletops.
Go? Tabletops, yeah.
Okay, cradle. Tell us about the cradle.
All right, yeah.
Put us in the cradle. Put us to sleep.
You're going
to
rock me in the cradle. Rocking reel back home.
On the golf fishing show.
And Spurs.
Give us a call at 296.
2692.
2692.
904-296-2692. Be right back.
Stephen Stills and Judy Collins, two music legends, together on stage for the first time ever. Playing songs from their rich catalogs, plus music from their new duet album, Everybody Knows. Out now, November 19th, 8 p.m., Florida Theater. Tickets are on sale now at the box office or floridatheater.com. The historic nonprofit Florida Theater is sponsored by Community First Credit Union.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak and can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
And we open this quarter hour with Darlene. Darlene, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Doing great, hon. How can we help you?
I just wanted to know if you had a physical location you could tell me about if you wanted to come in and get more information or buy bait or supplies to go fishing.
Where do you live at, hon?
Arlington.
Okay, you come down Beach Boulevard. Go over to Beach Boulevard Bridge. First stoplight, take a left, like you're going to the boat ramp back in the back.
Okay.
Right across from Adventure Landing, turn left at that light.
Okay.
And we're down on the left about what? Quarter of a mile, not even a quarter of a mile.
Right. According to Google Earth, it's 185 feet.
Okay.
What kind of fishing do you do, Darlene?
Anything that'll bite my hook.
Okay. Sounds like Joe.
Okay. Yeah, you sound like you're in Joe's category here.
Yeah.
We've been just been a rough day for Joe.
That's all right.
I don't care,
that's
man.
Friday.
Do you have
I learned how to fish from my father, and my two daughters used to fish with him too, and so we miss it. He's not around anymore, and I want to do fishing again, and I listened to y'all on Fridays and thought maybe I could talk to them about it.
Do you have a boat, or you usually go surf fishing?
It would just be surf or pier fishing or shore fishing.
Okay, yeah. That's what I started 60 years ago doing.
Everybody.
65 years
Everybody
ago.
70, 75
years ago. Yeah. A year or two ago.
Who's counting, right?
All right. And so, yeah, we'd love to have
you
come in.
Were you fishing on the first boat?
The first boat that I was fishing was, we were so poor. Back in the day, if you grew up in the beach, most
people... A hollowed-out log?
No, we had a kicker, which was a small engine. You had a 50-gallon tub that you put your kicker in, and that's how you would clean it when you came home. You would fasten it, you know, and have fresh water in it.
Oh, my gosh, you sound like my dad.
Okay,
yeah,
I remember
those days.
And then when you went fishing, you would... Dad had a station wagon, so we'd put the kicker in the station wagon and drive over the bridge to where Palm Cove is now, and there was a little small bait and tackle store there. And they rented boats, John boats, wooden John boats, not aluminum, just wooden. And
that's right.
And then you'd put your kicker on there, and then you'd go fishing. And as soon as you went underneath the intercoastal waterway, you started seeing alligators. To your left, you saw an old showboat that burned down. It was a paddle wheel showboat that burned down right there on Beach Boulevard. And that's
I've never
that was
seen
fishing.
That.
And that was the way it was.
That's when Beach Boulevard was a one-lane road.
No, we had dirt, Joe.
Yeah, it was dirt.
Beach.
No, believe it or not now.
He remembers him digging the intercoastal by hand, which doubled, okay?
Atlantic Boulevard was actually the first road to the beach.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's Beach Boulevard. Beach Boulevard was the train track.
Well, that's why it's called Beach Road Chicken Dinner.
Let's not forget, we got a lady on the phone here.
I know it, Darlene. You just had a history, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the conversation. I miss my fishing with my dad. Okay, then. I will come and see y'all sometime with the girls and pick up supplies to go fishing.
Thank you, ma'am.
And we're there on Saturdays if you want some more of the show.
Yeah, me and Joe.
Oh, okay.
And Rick.
No, Rick won't be there.
Yeah. Don't come when Rick's there.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Right,
thanks, Darlene.
Bye-bye.
So, anyway, that was a history. That's a lot of people do think that Beach Boulevard was the original one because Atlantic Boulevard back in the day was a winding road, two-lane road.
Oh, yeah.
And
Dead Man's Curve.
Dead Man's Curve and everything else. And that was a roadway that the Calford when they bring the cattle down to the beach. Yep. So on that
St. John's Bluff was dirt road.
That was the original name of Jacksonville, was Calford.
St. John's Bluff Road, dirt road, late 50s, early 60s.
Yes, sir.
Everything here was dirt roads at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I started teaching at Sandalwood in 1970, the year it opened, and it was still a dirt road down to Sandalwood High School. And it's amazing. But anyway, yeah, the beaches has a great history of fishing. It's one of the best fishing areas, probably, that you can find.
Northeast Florida has an incredible fishery.
Yes.
You know, between the beach, the intercoastal, the St. John's River, you know, there's fish to be had all up and down this whole area.
Well, it's amazing that you and Craig Van Brocklin and your family, y'all are, I guess, a half a generation behind me and doing the fishing and everything and listening and watching some of the things that y'all post. It's kind of funny to me. And,
right.
Because it has been. It's been good fishing back when my dad taught me how to fish. The beach, you could drive up and down the beach and maybe run into 50, 60 people. That was about it. Except on Saturday and Sunday, it was a crowded area. And
where would you buy your bait at the beach back in the 60s?
60s? Right where my store's at right now.
Right.
Seafood there. Ladies.
And, yeah, the Seafood Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Jimmy Johnson's.
Jimmy Johnson's right underneath the Atlantic Boulevard Bridge.
Yep, on Johnson Island.
On Johnson Island. And what was amazing was the bridge was a drawbridge, Keith, and it had actually had lights on it, where the guys would sit who raised the bridge and lowered it and everything. It was a fantastic area.
Like, sort of like Palm Valley Bridge.
Yes, exactly.
You know, we used to fish Palm Valley when I was, you know, in my 20s, so 30, 35 years ago.
Mosquito Haven.
But, man, I tell you what, we used to catch some trout down there.
But I'm going to tell you something.
Nice fishing.
Go down to Bayport Road to where the beach is at on Mayport Road, just before you would get to the Coast Guard station and everything to the left there. We would go out, me and my dad, and we would put poles out, and that's when we'd put a shrimp mill out, and we would catch the dickens of shrimp right in that area there.
Right there by the
old Pogie Factory.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yep, and all the old pylons. We used to fish that when my kids were little. And that was like our flounder area.
That was because
I didn't have a boat or anything, and I had four kids, so they had a beach to play in, and we could go out there and wade fish. But now you could fish over there. My God, there's 40 years of lead and
you're exactly right, line and everything else.
You know, I mean, if you're gonna go fish there, make sure you got plenty of tackle.
And so that's a good area. So things have changed a lot over there, and then. Now I'm kind of worried about if they're going to start the dredging again and blasting and so on, and which is something we got to do.
Speaking of dredging, I'm going back here about an hour when we're talking about the seabed fishing.
Yes.
That seawall over there that they built.
Yes, sir.
Along Chicopee.
Yes.
That thing ought to get pretty good for flounder and sheephead about now.
Okay. Now,
or is it still too young? What do you think?
No, they're there. But here's something you got to remember. There's a net. They're doing the same thing at Gowanus, right where the concrete pillars are at, I guess is what a word you would call it.
Pylons, pillars.
Whatever. Yeah. On the bottom of them, there's about 5 feet out from them, there's a net, a foundation on the ground underneath the water. So
it was put down to hold stuff in?
Right.
Okay.
And so if you cast too close to those pilings or concrete pillars, you're going to get hung up every time. So you either got to have a weedless or something to try to block it from getting hung up.
Put your baits on a weedless jig.
Or you got to make sure that you don't cast within 5 to 7 feet of the...
don't get it too close, saying.
Right. So then you're asking the question, would the fish be that far out? Evidently they are. One guy I talked to had a great day yesterday and the day before.
Well, always let it go through there with a float with a very short leader.
Yeah,
you can get up against that. I think they're going to be laying up against that wall.
So that's what I think too. It's against the wall, but it with the net on the bottom is kind of scary.
And then the little jetties also, you know, they didn't take all of those rocks out. There's still rocks out from the jetties too.
Yeah, they're not all gone, but they're down quite a ways. It's funny watching some of the boats slow down with their GPSs and I mean their depth finders. And looking down to see how far
trying to find where those rocks are. Right. Because those big sheep's head will be sitting on those.
Yeah, that's something that you're talking about, depth finders. I'm glad that tide was high when we were coming back at Oak Harbor the other day because my battery went dead. I never charged it that night, and I'd used it for like 3 days without charging it.
Uh-huh.
And it went dead.
3 days in a row?
No. It's been three fishing trips since I had charged the battery.
God, that's three years.
6 months. 6 months. Then
I got out there, and all of a sudden it went blank, and I went, oh, gosh, at least the high tide, because, you know, you can get a foot of water out there in just a heartbeat. 904-296-2692. We're going into our last 15 minutes on the show here today, so if you got any questions, give us a shout. 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville. Download the app for your phone. You can pull up the podcast, get last week's show, and shows up to August. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over 2 decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle.
Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
And again, guys, another quick 2 hours. I can't believe man. How fast
it goes. That was it.
It's just hard to believe. Well, guys, to go back, if you're tuning in late, this is finally the best fishing weather that we have seen probably all year long.
Yeah.
No wind. I mean, there is wind, but the temperatures are decent. It's not 100 degrees. It's January and February, the fish were not biting.
You know, we haven't had any rain
in a while.
In a month.
Hush, hush.
You know?
But I think
it's coming.
Well, I think in January and February, we got the whole year's worth of rain.
Yeah. But I think what's happened now is without this month of rain, the salinity level is starting to raise up in the river. The water's cleaning up. It's not all murky like it was. I was out in Arlington last night with an outgoing tide, and the water looked really nice. So I think it's cleaning up a lot, and I think the fishing's going to fire off.
Yeah, if you're in Arlington, it might fire off, so you better be careful.
Oh, yeah, well, we duck, you know.
Anyway, yes, then we got the good surf fishing for the first time. This is the first time, Keith, I can remember watching two or three species being caught on the beach in this consistency. Big reds are being caught. I've seen 3, 4, 5 of them, legal reds as well as oversized reds. The pompano bite's been phenomenal.
And guess what just started up today for registration?
What's that?
Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament for July.
It sure
opened
did.
Up today.
Yep, it sure did.
Nice.
And then the whiting bite is good on the beach. So you got three species that are really terrible.
And whiting, and black drum.
That was some
black drum.
That's flounder on fish.
They're getting flounder off the beach.
Then blue, still five. Getting bluefish.
Oh, yeah, they did start. Roger Walker came by and said that they just started really catching some good-sized bluefish.
Mm-hmm.
And, guys, if you want a good hit and a good fight, there's a good fish to fight with.
It's an edible fish. It's not going to kill you.
I'd rather catch a red.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, if it's all you're going to get all day and you want to cook something.
Oh, yeah.
In the markets bluefish. In New York, they're over $12 a pound.
Are they really?
Well,
yes.
I mean, what do you expect?
Bluefish. Bluefish, that's a Yankee.
Yeah,
that's
a Yankee
fish, baby.
That's a delicacy to them.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know what to do with a
flounder. I like
flounder.
The small bluefish, 1.5, 2 pounds, but these big 12-pounders.
Okay, we have somebody on line.
Bill.
Bill on line one. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Oh, just fine, sir.
How can we help you, sir?
My question is the correct method to rig a Sputnik rig for surf fishing.
Okay, first of all, the Sputnik's not a rig. It's a type of weight, people.
Sinker.
Yeah. And the reason most people don't know why it's called a Sputnik, because you had to be old as me to know that that was the first Russian satellite.
I'm old enough to remember.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to let Keith. Keith uses them a lot more than I do. I have a hard time with them. Go ahead, Keith.
Okay. I use them on a single or double drop rig. Just make sure that the Sputnik is down below the hook where the hook can't get tangled up in it. One thing that I do is I will take a zip tie and wrap it around the Sputnik to hold them wires in place.
That's a good idea there.
Because a lot of times you get out here and the current's a little too strong and it'll pop those legs loose. And if I'm going to go through the trouble using a Sputnik, I make sure that it doesn't come loose. Because the wire is soft enough to bend when you pull it back. But
yes, it is. It will bend on its own without coming
but
loose.
On a decent current, the current will pop those legs loose where they get snapping in little side pieces with the beads.
To make a point that Keith's making, there are some Sputniks that are made where the legs are non-movable.
They're fixed.
Right.
And so
and they're cast in place.
They're cast in
all
place.
Right. I bought a couple, and the ones I have, they are... You know, they do pop loose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you wrap a zip tie around that and get it secure, they won't pop loose and they'll hold a lot better. But my theory on Sputniks is this. If you need to use one, go home.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I certainly appreciate
it. Yeah, it's rough when you cast out and 6 minutes later you look over and you see your your rig sitting up on the beach, you know. Yeah. It's just,
and 50 yards to your right.
And there is a way that you can, that you set them. If your current's running, say, north to south, you want to throw your weight to the north, leave some slack in it, and that'll put a bow in line. So when you bring it in, it's pulling it with the current, and it'll lock that sucker right up.
That's exactly right. And like, well, you know, Bill, you could be like a lot of people. You get to go fishing when you get to go, can't control the weather. So,
yes, sir, I understand that fully. Well, thank you so much for your help. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
I listen to y'all every week.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it
very much. Glad to hear that.
Thank you. All right, buddy.
Have a safe weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Well, this that was a very good point, because I'm of the same train of thought you are. If I've got to use a Specknik, I'm going home. And I don't, matter of fact, if I got to use 4 ounces, I'm not fishing.
Is there really going to be any fish out there feeding?
Yeah. I've caught fish on strong currents before, but to me, it's just, I've caught a whiting maybe as big as the palm of my hand and felt like he was a King Kong because I had so much weight on the line.
Now, you can get, you check Noel out. Noel will go out on a nor'easter, buddy, and he'll fill that cooler up with some fish.
Yeah, it's
he's got the special. Hey,
we're running out of time. I think we have somebody on line two, do we? Line two, go ahead and come on. I don't know who it is.
Is this you guys?
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
Hey, it's John Yaks Jacks, John Stewart. How you doing?
Hey, John. How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Quick question. I missed the first hour of the show, and I wanted to know if you guys touched bases with anybody and let them know that the ferry boat is running again.
No, we didn't mention that, but yes, I did see that, and I believe it is up and going again. Looking good too, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks different. Yeah, it looks like a whole new canopy on, new top, and they're still going to do some things through next November on the structure on the piers themselves. But what's nice to have that as an alternative to go across and fish those creeks up there.
It sure is. Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't want to take your time. I just wanted to see if you covered it. And, I'm going to put it on the Jack's Kayak Fishing website today. Just let people know. It's like, hey, it's a lot quicker to do that if you catch it right.
Yeah.
Be down in the wood and up and around.
Instead of driving all the way up over the bridge.
It runs every 30 minutes. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. So you're going to be, it's about the same.
Right. All right, my friend.
24 miles.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one, John.
All right, Rick. Another show knocked out. Put it in the history books. We'll see everybody next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Next week's guest will be notified later.
Not me.
Yeah, that's right. You and Billy Bob
Captain,
are going over
Captain
there, ain't
Don
you?
And Trevor right. Jeff. We're going to go tear up the red.
We'll get a couple Hatch. Of good ones in here. All right, y'all, please be safe out there. Enjoy the weekend. Remember, put them PFDs on. We'll see y'all next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do?
and much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.